Christian Stock, ex-CEO of 15 branch network, Andrew Grant. What is your opinion on estate agents getting customer service wrong? Talk to me.
Customer service is a different thing, difficult thing to talk about, Chris. What is it? You know, you've got to be a customer to say what it is and why it felt good or why it felt bad. And I think that the agency industry, and you know, by no means a de facto, some businesses are absolutely epic and others, unfortunately, are not. And some of them are sort of down the middle and then neither. And I think that one point that I can focus on is a way that the businesses handle processes. Your journey in and out of your transaction, what does it feel like? There's an element of customer service that says if you employ the right people and they express the right values and culture, customers will always feel that. So let's just work on the premise that we've got those. We've hired great people.
How a lot of estate agents think customer service is just being nice to people, isn't it?
Not anymore. Customers are too savvy. They're working with too many different things in their life, whether it's their internet banking, their online shopping. They are now so learned in what it should feel like that they won't settle for second best. And even if they smile to your face, if you've not delivered it the way they wanted you to, they won't come back. Or they'll argue over.
But how do we know what they want? Is it our job to find that out?
Yes, always. And I think it's changing, constantly changing. And we talk about this term of they. Who's they? You know, the demographics across agency are vast. Everything from 20s to 70s. They all want something completely different, you know? And I think what estate agency businesses have to focus on is, one, having a set of business processes that are smooth and obvious to the people handling them so that their staff never trip over their own laces. You know, you've got to be able to go through your day knowing what to do. You've got to have positive lines of escalation and you've got to have authority at the desk. You know, your teams need to be able to answer a telephone, answer an email, and give a customer an answer. I'll get someone to call you back. No. Because that, if I'd wanted someone to call me back, I probably would have emailed you and said, can you call me? I didn't phone you to get a call back. I wanted you to answer my question. I want it answered now. Also, outside of those hours, you know, it's great what some of the providers to the industry are doing in terms of live chat, being able to take call overflow, process customer inquiries so you never miss a call, you never miss a chat, you never miss an email, all those different things. Having processes that back those up. So when somebody submits a live chat, how does it feel? You know, when someone sends you a lead on a portal, how does it feel? Do you respond quickly? You know, when they ask you something, do you give it to them? Or do you leave them waiting? Do you ask them to bear with me a moment? You know, and I think for agencies to get service right, they can't just say, have nicer people. They can't just say make it 100% digital because that's only going to suit a narrow part of the market. It's got to be entirely elective on the customer's part as to what kind of service they get. And when they elect it, they get it. If they pick up a telephone, they get what they want. If they hit their keyboard, they get what they want. If they're moving through a smartphone, through an app, through a login to your website, it's got to deliver. No point having a login to your website if there's nothing there. It's hollow and it's a negative service statement. You know, if they ask you a question, they get an answer.
Surely this all costs money. And let's be honest, fees have been coming down in the industry for the last 10, 15 years. Or is this chicken and the egg? If we improve services, we can improve fees.
So first of all, digital begins at home. If you don't have a digital culture in your business, you don't have a digital business. So there's an element where it costs you nothing to work with your teams to say, what do we do each day? What do your business processes look like? How do they feel to you when you do it? You write that down, then go to the other side of the desk and tell me how you would have felt if that was you on the other end of the phone or an email as a customer. That costs you zero. Now, if the route through that is to invest in technology, you're doing that based on the fact that you know you need to change. So it's an investment you've got to make. You can't not make it. The technology out there is becoming hyper-competitive, which always brings the price down of those things. And the truth is, if you don't invest in those things, you cannot cope with the scale that a modern agency business needs to deliver. The fees are coming down, which means what? More volume. You know, it's quite simple, isn't it? If you've got less money per transaction, you've got to either get your fees up or do more transactions. You haven't got any other choices than that.
Cut costs.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you can only cut costs so far because the truth is there are factors in the industry, like any other, which are infrastructural, You know, so which portals are you going to be on? I'm going to say all three. I'll probably get shot for that. But are you going to be on Zoopla, On the Market, and Rightmove too? Are you going to do that? Because even though you can cut a deal, it's still a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Are you going to pay people decent wages? Because if you don't, you'll lose them. Costs a lot of money. You know, if they're working from home, fine. Are you going to give them help working from home? Are you going to provide them good technology? Are you going to give them a subsistence to fund the fact they're heating, lighting, and paying for the things to make an office space? You know, there's no cheap way of doing it that I can think of. Yes, there's good ways of managing those costs, but the truth is you can't build an agency business for the future by purely focusing on cost cutting. You have to focus on what that cost cutting means and how you spend that pound. You know, you can look at first and second pound. So first pound marketing drives a second pound, fair enough. So you only spend pound two when you know that pound one is working for you. But I think genuinely, if you look at businesses that are almost coming out of nowhere and blindsiding their competitors, they're not doing that because they've got a war chest full of money. They're doing it because they've got good ideas, because they're collaborative, and they're businesses where they have inspirational people that are creating new ways of the industry operating, new ways.
So you're saying that the barrier to entry is not pound notes. The barrier to entry, or the barrier to change for the better, is the mindset of the bosses to realise the processes that they're doing are good for the customer, good for the client, same thing, and good for the staff, to ensure that using the power of digital and also manual stuff, that we offer a great service because we're there to serve.
Yes, and they always focus and refocus on it. They don't ever say, right, that's the recipe, like Kellogg's, that's the recipe, it's locked in the safe.
There's
and
an awful lot
change.
Of estate agents out there that are still doing the estate agency like it was the 1990s when they worked at Countrywide.
Yes, yes.
And they'll die a slow death, won't they?
I don't know if they will or they won't, but what I do know is there are competitors living a fast life. And they can see them, whether it's out the corner of their eye or whether it's straight in front of them, there are people in their space advancing quicker than they are, gaining market share at a rate that is better than theirs, selling properties quicker, getting reviews that are always in that 4.5 level. And they must be sat there thinking, how did they do that?
They've slowly been eating them up and eventually they'll take over the world.
Potentially.
Mm. Interesting times. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Chris.